thought so. Still.
Hello, you're listening to Speak On It. I'm here with my friend Savvy. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And this episode is all about worms, earworms, computer worms, dirt worms, earthworms, gummy worms. So I'm going to maybe play some like worm-related music. I might read a poem, actually, about a big worm. And then I also want to just tell you some things about worms and fictional depictions of worms and computer worms. And that's that. But for now, here is a notorious Tufts earworm. Call on me.
Would you like to see Britannia rule?
Turning it down a little bit so that I can read on top of this song. This is a quick one before the eternal worm devours Connecticut. So I'm going to start by reading kind of an introduction, Fictional Depictions of Worms on Wikipedia.org. Worms have played major roles in world mythology and its associated literatures. The word was often used to describe creatures now classified as snakes, lindworms, serpents, and dragons. Its symbolic meaning is divided between death and renewal. They continue to play mixed roles in modern cultures. The current usage of worm as a type of malicious internet software is derived from John Brunner's 1975 science fiction novel, The Shockwave Rider. On Pink Floyd's album, The Wall, worms were used as symbols of negative forces within ourselves. Some mythological and fantastic creatures descend from the old English word worm, with a Y, a poetic term for a legless serpent or dragon, particularly in Germanic cultures. Although more usually used in the context of earthworms, the English word worm derives from the Old Norse orm, or the Old English worm, with a Y again, which could also mean serpent or dragon. The synonymous usage of worm and dragon in English lessened during the following centuries. Samuel Johnson's dictionary drew a distinction between worms and dragons, while retaining the word serpent as the definition of a worm, and the last synonymous usage of worm and dragon, as noted in the Oxford English Dictionary, dates back to the 17th century. The Conqueror Worm by Edgar Allan Poe. Lo, 'tis a gala night within the lonesome latter years. An angel throng, bewinged, bedight, in veils and drowned in tears, sit in a theater to see a play of hopes and fears, while the orchestra breathes fitfully the music of the spheres. Mimes in the form of God on high mutter and mumble low, and hither and thither fly mere puppets they who come and go, at bidding of vast formless things that shift the scenery to and fro, flapping from out their condor wings invisible woe. That motley drama, oh be sure, it shall not be forgot, with its phantom chased forevermore by a crowd that sees it not. Through a circle that ever returneth in to the same spot, and much of madness and more of sin and horror, the soul of the plot. But see, amid the mimic rout, a crawling shape intrude, a blood-red thing that writhes from out the scenic solitude. It writhes, with mortal pangs, the mimes become its food, and the angels sob at vermin fangs and human gore imbued. Out are the lights, out all, and over each quivering form, the curtain, a funeral pall, comes down with the rush of a storm, and the angels, all pallid and wan, uprising, unveiling, affirm that the play is the tragedy, man, and its hero, the conqueror worm. All right, let's see how long I have left. Oh, just a little bit. All right. This has been a quick one before the eternal worm devours Connecticut. And next up we have, Lullaby by The Cure, but I'm just gonna let this one finish out.
Driving past the windows of the blissfully
love and you, I see you. loving you. I see your soul come shining through, and every time that we, ooh, I'm more in love with you.
Make some noise right now for the voices in your head.
The thing is, I'm not just a nose with legs, but the desire to fall in is so strong. Listen to me. Do you need some lip balm? I shouldn't be responsible for what I say. Someone else should be responsible for what I say. There will always be baskets and benches. The cow is for land and the horse is for water. But can you really feel the sound of 200 people eating? I was in ancient Egypt with the rabbit. I saw the whole thing. I exist like cocaine. And I just wish stuff would stop happening so fast. I just want to catch my breath and feel that I exist in a moment within a moment. Inside this time right now. But I know life doesn't work like that. Everything is changing all the time. And if I keep eating this delusional garbage, it'll stick to the roof of my mouth, and I'll be walking along the street trying to go to the bank or something, and my tongue will be doing bits and my phone will ring, and it's someone calling themselves grandma, which is weird because all my grandmas are dead. God rest their souls. But she's telling me about the fact she's taken a plane to Algeria, and she doesn't know why, and I'm so baffled I walk into a lamppost. And on the other side of the street is the most beautiful woman in the world, and she's laughing at me. And everyone is staring at you, but not in a good way, in that scary way that you sometimes get in those dreams, where everyone is looking at you and you look down at your feet, and you realize they aren't, strictly speaking, feet. But what are you supposed to do? Because you just walked into a fucking lamppost, and now you're rolling around on the floor, and you're still trying to get the dang words out of your mouth, but they're stuck to your tongue. And the music playing in the car, which the beautiful woman is getting into, sounds a lot like an album you used to listen to when you were younger, that soundtracked some of your first sexual experiences. And the car is maroon, and maybe that's actually exactly the same color that your car is. And you start to get really freaked out because your head has been on the floor for a long time now, and if it starts to get any longer, there may be some major social and medical implications. And so you start to feel a little bit funny all over. And you try to reach down to touch your toes, but your lips start to tingle because they are right there resting up against a pile of all your hopes and dreams. And there's the ambulance, and there are some nice, concerned-looking faces ready to take you somewhere where stuff will be injected into your central nervous system using techniques which seem to revolve around getting the ghost of your aunt's mother-in-law to sing lullabies in a language you don't understand until you really, really start to forget who and what you are. Knock knock, who's there? Thanks for watching.
Eat me.
Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. This is a public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And here is Anemone by the Brian Jonestown Massacre. Before that, we had The Thing with the Rabbit, That Thing with the Rabbit by Headache. It's 1:30.
Oh, but now
I don't find myself bouncing.
Once again, you're listening to Speak On It on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This show is a little bit about worms, a little bit about nothing. And this is some Twin Peaks, the soundtrack. Gonna close things out with some coughs and then some Cocteau Twins. And I hope everyone has a wonderful night. Please go to bed soon if you're still awake, and enjoy.